I'm here with Garance Boulerand, who's a language teacher at Boston Grammar School. So, like, how many students are there at Boston Grammar School, do you know?
Around 715.
And how many of those have English as a second language?
Altogether, across all the years, about 120.
And what does your role entail?
It's to coordinate, actually, how we can support those students in various lessons, and their issues may vary. It's not necessary that the issue is a language barrier. It could be a cultural problem, because those people are brought up in families from abroad, so the parents might be speaking broken English, but the way they bring up their children as far as education is concerned might create mixed messages. So we also have this kind of issue to address.
So with the issue of language barriers, obviously there are students that come to you that don't speak any English. I mean, how as a French and Spanish teacher, how do you tackle that problem?
Well, actually, because I studied English for my degree, I understand English language, and I can compare to my language primarily, but also I can understand what you would not understand as a foreigner trying to speak English. So I can try and dive into problems possibly faster than an English national would. And for those who don't speak any English whatsoever, I have designed a program of integration. We have some sessions teaching them the essential vocabulary and some keywords to get by, show them how to structure a sentence, and then design some resources for their teachers to help them be integrated in the lesson gradually.
Well, Garance, thank you for your time. And I'm Thomas Haynes, reporting from Boston Grammar School.